Proclamation number 7983 of 3rd of September, 1961. The Spirit of God must be able to work. Servants. I accept all those who offer themselves to me for service, because I still need many laborers in my vineyard, because there is great spiritual need and because I can only ever address those through you humans who are not yet in the right relationship with me. Because they only ever have to be addressed through human mouths through which I can then express myself. But you must know one thing, that the laborers in my vineyard have to fulfill completely different tasks, that I assign each individual his activity and that this activity will always concern his fellow human being's salvation of soul. Thus it should stimulate or awaken faith and love and determine his fellow human beings to work on their souls themselves. Thus every person who strives spiritually himself and wants to induce his fellow human being to lead the same way of life will also be allowed to feel like a vineyard laborer, for he will always be active in my will and be concerned about his fellow human being's salvation of soul, and he will always be allowed to be certain of my blessing that I will support him in his endeavor, that I will place the right thoughts into his heart and that he will therefore now also speak according to my will, even if this happens in the form of conversations or debates in the spiritual sphere. For I will always acknowledge and bless a person's goodwill to work for me and my kingdom, to serve me and to bring souls to me. Thus the person's innermost will is always decisive as to whether I accept him as a servant in my vineyard. And I recognize this, even if it is hidden from his fellow human being. And in accordance with it I will now also distribute my instructions which every one of my servants feels in his heart, which move him mentally and which he will then also carry out because he feels inwardly urged to do so. And you humans can believe that I have many such silent vineyard laborers who often achieve greater success than those you regard as servants of God and who are more outwardly prominent and pose as my representatives on earth and whose vineyard work is obvious but does not result in great spiritual success. As soon as they are in heartfelt contact with me they will also be guided by my spirit and do the right vineyard work for me, but this heartfelt bond with me will always be the decisive factor. Never the external position of a person who is considered a vineyard laborer. For this intimate bond allows my working of the Spirit and my Spirit must be able to work if the right vineyard work is to be done. And now you will also understand that a certain degree of maturity is a prerequisite in order to be able to accept a person as a servant in my vineyard. For he must be able to hear my instructions within himself in order to also be able to carry them out. Yet anyone who voluntarily offers himself to me for service has also already reached this degree of maturity or he would not be inwardly impelled to serve me. And so now I can place him in the place where he can work successfully. I need all of you, for the spiritual need is great. But you should pay attention to my instructions and not approach work which has not been assigned to you. You should let yourselves be guided by me, for as soon as there is still a degree of ambition or wanting to stand out in you, you are not yet doing me a proper service. Then you can even endanger work, because you can also be rejected in the right realization of an unspirit which then seeks to express itself. Those people who want to be true servants to me must be extremely humble and completely subordinate to my will, for only then will they follow my guidance and only then will they also successfully work in the vineyard. For then I myself can work in them, and then my working can also take on such forms that they achieve extraordinary things, that they are quite obviously recognizable as my laborers in the vineyard. And then they can also fulfill spiritual missions which will result in greatest blessings. then they will be active as my rightful representatives on earth through whom I can then also obviously work. Amen.